The following programming is sponsored by Factorum Business Solutions. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
We have nothing to lose but our
chains. Can you say that so loud, them outside hear you? It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to win.
Send this one out to the mothers, to the fathers, to the sisters, to the brothers, all of us, all of us. Send this one out to the mothers, to the fathers, to the sisters, to the brothers, all of us, all of us.
If our struggle is a strain, then the strain is dominant. My name is prominent for entertainment, this laced with consciousness. But really, it's just common sense like Lonnie Lynn. You don't need binoculars to see the light coming through the dome like it's an oculus. The common myth of three savages with no history or accomplishments or knowledge of ourselves, they did a job on us. Considering the predictions of economists, machines will do our jobs for us. The future for the working class is ominous. They got us indoctrinated through a brew of religion mixing with abuse. Emotional, we sit in pews. It's physical, we get the noose and hang ourselves. Refusing to name ourselves, refuse to change ourselves. When I talk about a past, it doesn't ring a bell. They make you hate yourself and take effort, so check the method. They'll take you from your family, your kids will never respect you. Attach your sins to the blackest skin, we get the message. We start acting if we cracking the whip better than the oppressor, yes sir. Every problem can't be solved at the ballot box. We unify in Africa like Gaddafi, that's what got Malcolm shot. They out to stop anybody with knowledge to figure out the plot. On the balcony like Martin Luther King up into the mountaintop. The blue wall of silence is really the blue wall of violence. The good cops will retire and get fired. The screaming black on black is an excuse for you to not care. To the cops roll up in their SWAT gear.
I tarry through the turbulent month of Ramadan, sweating all through the night.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. Tana Tana here on WWDB Talk 860 AM. And 97.5 HD2. I'm Randall Jefferson.
I'm Pat Edward.
Our show looks at major issues impacting the nation and region from a bipartisan perspective. We want to hear from you. Our listeners, call in and join the conversation. Our call-in number is 1-888-329-3306. That's 1-888-329-3306. Our phone lines are now open. You can also send us your comments via social media. Our X handle is at Tone and Tenor. Our Instagram handle is at Tone and Tenor Radio. You can also like us on our Facebook page. Just type in the words Tone and Tenor in the Facebook search engine to find us. Well, Pat, we're leaping into March.
Yeah. You
know, unfortunately, last week we weren't here to do our final Black History segment for the month. So we decided that we're going to, since it was an extra day in February, we're going to finish it off beginning March 1.
So well,
we're going to carry it into, and then we're going to proceed, you know, and wait till next year so we can do it all over again.
Yeah, so happy beginning of Women's History Month, but we're still going to close this thing out appropriately. Today, our guest, who's, you know, not, I mean, pretty much a history staple on our show. Dr. Tru has been on many times even before this month or this past month.
Spreading his knowledge and his research, and along with his colleague, Mr. Dixon, you know. It was interesting. I had a conversation with someone earlier this week, and, you know, we had a very deep conversation about history and going even further past the Egyptians and all of that as far as humanity goes.
Yeah, that's funny you say that.
She was a very you know, very, very interesting conversation, you know, while having a bourbon or two.
Yeah, well,
very, very, you know, I learned a lot.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Tustin Recreation Center, Brother CJ. He has a bookshelf dedicated to, you know, black books and black authors. But a lot of it was positive images of black folks. Mm-hmm. And he has like a wall, it's like three shelves, and they did kind of like an unveiling or reveal last night over in West Philly, 5901 West Columbia Avenue. So definitely check them out. He's doing a lot of great work over there to keep our kids safe and out of trouble. and, you know, I'm sure helping to reduce this gun violence thing that's plaguing us and forcing the property value down in neighborhoods. So, you know.
And you know, when we talk about those violences are not just isolated to to Philadelphia, but it seems like it's in all of our urban areas. But, you know, when we talk about safety, yes, gun violence is at the top of the list, but we need to make sure our neighborhoods are, you know, cleanliness is a part of safety. Safety, getting needles off of our L platforms and our subway systems and getting people help is another part of safety, because if young children pick those things up, then they are bound to get infected possibly with something, because those needles aren't clean. And we need to look at, you know, our safety in our urban cities, especially in our center city areas as well. You know, but the police can't do it all alone.
No, it's not enough of them. I mean,
not enough of them. And it doesn't matter how many you hire. And I have to laugh and, you know, shout out to the marshals that caught the escapee here in Cambria County, in Pennsylvania. But what I have to really think about this, Pat. How can someone with their hand cuffed behind their back elude police officers?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they literally ran away from the police officers. And, you know, sometimes, you know, my question is, and I'm putting this out there, that when you go to these academies, you have to pass these stringent tests and run and do all of that. So why is it now, once you get in the field, you get outran, you get eluded, and it takes a person could get from Philadelphia, I'm sorry, from Kensington to West Philadelphia, not too far from where you were just talking about, on Columbia Avenue, six blocks away, and then end up in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, which is miles away.
He had help.
You know, well, we all know he had help.
Just like the last guy that ended up in Chester County and damn near in Delaware. Yeah, I know. I mean, listen, I get it. You know, they're... I'm not going to swim too far on this one, but there are situations where we know people, you know, some of us, even our own families, have people that are criminals or whatever, but that does not excuse their behavior. And if it's a heinous crime where, you know, there's been a victim, you know, you really shouldn't help them. You should send them back, right? You know, there's always this no snitching and free this person. But, you know, if they really are committing heinous crimes, some people just belong in jail. And that's, you know, there's no nice way to say that, but it is what it is. And with that said, because we don't want to take too much away from the real deal. I'll talk to the doctor about this offline, but we'll get to it. So Dr. True, who is a historian of African-American history, researcher, mentor, business consultant, and scholar, was the first student of the late John Henrik Clark and Joseph Alfredo Antonio Ben Yakin. True studied the work of Dr. Asa Hiller III and Dr. Leon Jeffries, who are premier historians of the past 100 years. So welcome back.
Is he online?
Yep, he's there.
Hey, Dr. True, how are you? Welcome back. Sorry we couldn't conclude this last week, but we had a situation beyond our control that we had to handle in our state capitol. And we were pushing it, but we didn't make it back to the city. So our apologies to you that we didn't conclude our Black History Month last week. So we're going to conclude it this week. So you could set the world on fire today.
Oh, okay. I was telling Pat earlier, I came upon some Confederate money yesterday. So I'm sitting here with a $100 bill from the Confederate State of America. I have a $50 bill, Succession America. I have a $20 bill from the Bank of Louisiana. I have a $5 bill from the Bank of Virginia. And a $1 bill from the state of Alabama.
Interesting.
That's interesting.
Really interesting how we're getting close to going back to that time. You know, if we're not careful, and if Donald Trump gets his way, we might be, you know, revisiting some of those experiences. You know what I'm saying?
That you know, that's a strong possibility.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Especially if people don't take voting seriously. You know, I mean, as much as I hate to say it, that in this particular instance, it's going to be absolutely imperative that Black people turn out to vote if they want to have a future in this country that's anything remotely, you know, similar to what you've experienced today. There was some serious conversations on Morning Joe this morning talking about, you know, what the possibilities are. And Reverend Sharpton was interviewing the head of the Urban League and talking about progress as opposed to, you know, the three people that Donald Trump put on the Supreme Court and what that has led to. So I think, you know, saying this is the last of Black History Month, although I think that, you know, this is something we need to get past the black.
I agree.
And understand that African history is the missing pages of world history.
Mm-hmm.
And if we understood that and we were to teach history chronologically and correctly, then not only would you be in the forefront of all the history stories in the world, but they would culminate on the experiences of people that look like you and I, and you can give up your label of being black.
Mm-hmm. Give up the label of being a color.
Well, you know, I don't know anybody else that runs around and identifies themselves by color. Do you?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
I also want to know, because I was at a meeting with some ladies yesterday. Why is it that the voting rights bill has to be periodically renewed? Does anybody else in the country have that kind of issue? Or am I just tripping?
You know, these are the things that...
We were just talking about this the other day.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense that, you know, it has to be renewed over and over again. But it's really a question that baffles my mind as well, Dr. True. It also baffles my mind that here in the city of Philadelphia, we got to get, you know, we have a problem with black men voting. And so there's a effort being spearheaded to have the black male turnout in this election by the election commissioner here and several black male council people, as well as state reps and others that look like us. You know, it's folks don't understand that if you don't go out here and vote, whether you're black, blue, green, or yellow, for the next 4 years, in the next 2 years, if it's Congress, we may have a serious, serious problem.
Well, here's the thing. We live in a city where the previous commissioner that was before Brother Sabir wasn't even registered to vote. You're
talking about the one that looked like us.
Yeah, he was not registered to vote.
You're talking about the one that walked around City Hall and
nobody knew who he was. Ever.
Didn't know who he was.
The only reason why we know is because we're in the know. And y'all know I worked in government. Oh my gosh. I mean, again, I don't have anything negative to say about him. It's just, that's just crazy to me. Like, how can you run for a public office and you're not even registered to vote? That's just crazy.
But, you know, in the past, that was brought up several times, but he eluded it more than once, more than twice, and stayed in that office quite a bit. So, you know, that goes back to, you know, voting. Why do you think, and this is just what I think, sort of, why do we as a people take voting for granted and only want to jump up and down when we hear certain people's names tied to a bill or don't want to really get out and vote and have this condescending attitude, well, it's not going to benefit me?
It has to do with the miseducation. I mean, you know, when you go to school, you're really not educated on how to function in America and be successful. You are being trained to be, a robot in mm-hmm. the factory producing products for people that don't look like you. You're part of the machinery of America, but you were never taught how to be a adult mm-hmm. person in America and do things that adults do.
Yeah,
there's something that I want to quote from Naeem Akbar.
Mm-hmm.
Said, men build things and boys play with toys. So let's ask the question. What's larger in most people's households that look like you and I? Their library? Television. Or their tennis shoe collection, their cars, their jewelry, okay? Mm-hmm. Those are toys. Knowledge is kept in books. The lie is buried in the library. Mm-hmm. We go past the library every day trying to go to the bank because you don't understand what real power is. Knowledge is power. They didn't take your belief system away. They didn't take your faith away. They took your knowledge away.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't seem to understand that at all. So we sit around doing foolish things and childish things, and then we wonder why we get treated the way we get treated.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that when you walk through your town, look around at the monuments, the street names, etc. Those are named after, for the most part, white men, aren't they?
Yeah.
How many street names and how many monuments you have in your town that's named after or look like somebody that looks like you?
Very few. I mean, we have here Richard Allen, but, you know, public housing is named after him, but he solved the crisis of the yellow fever. I was just talking to somebody about that today. With all due respect, because people might get mad at me for this, but, the overrun pictures and monuments to Martin Luther King, like he was the only black man that ever did anything. Like, come on, cut it out.
Well, the truth of the matter is, and you know, keep in mind, I'm not a Kingite kind of guy because mm-hmm. I'm from the North. So turning the cheek and, you know, being spit on and slapped is not what I grew up with. You see what I'm saying? I mean, that was not how I rolled then or now. So, mm-hmm. I don't quite understand forgiving somebody before they apologize. Mm-hmm. Have we been apologized to? But we're always in the I'm going to forgive you business and it's okay and I'm going to turn the other cheek. Well, if you turn the other cheek, you'll be turning the other cheek forever because they will constantly be slapping you upside your head. At some point, you got to stand up and man up if you want this nonsense to stop. The same thing with the voting rights bill. The only reason they haven't made it a law is because you haven't demanded it. We you know, I mean, your so-called leadership, okay? The voting rights bill has to be renewed. Does their Asians have, did they have to get their voting rights renewed?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, and I think they did have a war against America. You know what I'm saying? Did you have you ever had a war against America? Maybe I'm missing something. I've been in the history game a minute, okay? You not only did you not war against America, you fought in the Civil War to save America on both sides. The reason the North won is because of black folks. Think about that.
Mm.
The white people in the North, they had no reason to go fight to free slaves. For what? And the people in the South, they weren't trying to. So who do you think was vested in freeing you? You. Think about that. You have your children. Now, keep in mind, poor young people are the one fights in wars, okay? Rich, wealthy people's children don't fight in wars. Ask Donald Trump, okay? If you think I'm lying, all right? So you tell me then, why would it be in any white young man's interest to go fight to free you and I don't even live where you live? You feel me? I'm from Minnesota. What the hell I care about freeing some slaves down in Mississippi? Hello? It's quiet up in this church. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get some amens, but you're preaching. I mean, that's true.
I do have something that I want you all to check out because I know you're not going to be ready for this, so strap up. How many women are there in the 12 disciples?
None.
None that you know hear of.
Pardon me?
None that you hear of.
None that you hear of. Have you ever looked at the picture?
Yes.
It's by Da Vinci, right?
Yeah, the painting, yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Pull it, dude. Go on YouTube, pull it up, and look at the picture. And the person standing to the immediate left of Jesus is a woman. Look at the picture.
Is that the young lady that washed his feet?
There's actually two. But just look at the picture. It's pretty obvious. Okay. Now, I just want to know, y'all, I mean, y'all up in the church giving the local Reverend Ike and Mike all your money, and he didn't tell you there was no women in the disciples? How long y'all been going to church and you didn't know this? How, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Y'all was brought up in the church, weren't you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So that means you've been participating in this fraud for about 50 years and you didn't know this till today. What's wrong with this picture?
I never really looked at it.
Oh, well, let's look at it a little harder, okay?
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, the next time you look at the picture, you will see the disciples are grouped in threes.
Mm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really the zodiac, bro. Jesus is the sun that gives light to the world. That is, still up in the heavens. That is true. That's a fact. Okay? And the four sections around it is spring, summer, fall, winter.
And they're depicted as four women.
No, they're not winter, they're seasons.
No, I'm saying, but when you know, I actually have some sculptures that they depict spring, summer, winter, and fall as women, black women.
No, I'm talking about astrological fact. I'm not talking about some, I deal in facts. I'm not talking about somebody made a picture of something and it's not factual because that's not what it is.
Oh, okay.
This is a astrological fact.
I see.
And
I'm
the reason the person immediately to the left of Jesus, as you know him, is a woman is because it's Virgo, the virgin. That's why it's born in of a virgin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm actually looking at it now. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, she's at his right.
Stop me when I lie, okay?
And I'm looking out. I see she's sitting on his right hand.
It's, yeah, to his right hand, but if you're looking at the picture, it's to your left. Immediate left.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. But if you pull up Da Vinci, you're going to get your mind blown for real. Because I just did this with my nephew in Michigan, and he pulled up the article on YouTube on Da Vinci, said he was a known homosexual, and there's actually two women in the picture.
I'm trying to find the other one.
Y'all probably should go down to the local preacher and see if you can't get some of your ties back, bro.
I don't think that'll happen.
No, I was spent on that Cadillac. So, wow.
So, what other kinds of things that you guys
want
to get?
Crazy. I'm looking at the group. So, I'm looking at, yeah, it's threes. You're right.
Oh, please. Okay.
I never noticed that. I knew it was like six on each side, but the groups are three. Interesting.
But, you know, I think Pat, it gets, you know, we automatically just assume, based on most of them have long hair, most of the disciples have long hair, we just, you know, the human nature assumes that they were all men.
Yeah, but you see the woman here, and then the woman that's over the shoulder.
Closer.
Over the shoulder of the guy with the green.
You'll see that there are women in the picture.
Interesting.
Well, this is, you know, we got Black History.
Mind blown.
Month. Going into Women's History Month. And Dr. True just led us into Women's History Month, even though we're not talking about women's history right now. Mm-hmm. You know, which is interesting. And you know, and I wonder if some of the ministers that have shows on this station will talk about that for women.
I doubt it. It gets worse. All gods before solar time were women, all of them. There was no male deities until solar cult time came along. Till you started telling time by the sun, the S-U-N, okay? Comes on a cloud every morning, walks on water every night in Los Angeles. When it goes down, you see the rays walking on water. It's born again every day. On the 25th of December, the sun, S-U-N, actually is sitting on a constellation in the southern hemisphere called the Southern Cross. So it actually dies on the cross on that day. This has never been a story about people, bro. Yeah, okay. Well, you get your marching orders from your slave master. What you think he's going to get? You got King James, the drunken gay's version of the book, and you run around talking about God's holy men wrote this. You dumb as paint.
Well, I will say this. You know, the book was written by men or by man, so it's an interpretation.
All books are written by men and women, all.
And their interpretations.
Okay? Think about this. Okay, let's see if we on this trip. In the book, it says God made all of this in 6 days. On the seventh day, he rested, correct?
Yes.
The seventh day is the Sabbath day. Keep it holy, not supposed to do no work, nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
What day is the seventh day of the week, sir?
Sunday.
Pardon me?
Sunday.
What calendar are you operating by? Do you have a calendar any close to you?
Yeah.
Look on your phone, and I bet you money that Sunday ain't the month. Sunday's the first day of the week. What planet?
Oh, yeah,
I'm
sorry. Saturday's. I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah, the Sabbath.
You're absolutely right, because we call Sunday, as always, we say that beginning of the week.
So then why are you worshiping, if you're worshiping God, why are you doing it on the wrong day? That's not what the book told you to do.
You know, I'm not going to even dispute that, because you're absolutely right.
So here's the question. Who changed it? Who changed the day so that you're operating on Sunday and not on Saturday?
Man.
No, it was a specific man. Yeah, no doubt man did it. I'm just talking about which one.
Now that, I don't know.
Oh, it was the Pope. Okay. But here, let's go one step further. Seeing we're getting close to Easter, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so I want to know. Easter is supposed to be Jesus dies. He's in the grave 3 days and three nights, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes.
Speak up, because I want to make sure that I'm correct in this analogy. So if homeboy dies on Friday night and is buried, Friday night to Saturday night is 1 day.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night to Sunday night is 2 days.
Right.
Sunday night to Monday night is 3 days. Homeboy wouldn't be back till Tuesday. I want to know how y'all getting back on Sunday. Damn, it's quiet up in this church.
I didn't know we was having church today, but I'm getting a lesson today.
Not that. Listen, it's a wealth of information.
Now, I would suggest, if you really want to find out how this stuff really works, you might want to get Constantine's book on the world's first Christian convention when he removes 18 books out of the Bible called the Lost Books.
The Lost Books.
Okay, I have them. They ain't lost. I found them. I got them right here, right in the room with me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. What about the, Doc, can you touch on... Those are the two meetings that we were talking about. It's the meeting that happened in Berlin, and then the Council of Nicaea.
Yeah, the Berlin Conference,
mm-hmm.
where they divided up Africa.
Mm-hmm.
King Leopold's soliloquy takes the Congo. And on the rubber plantations in the Congo, he literally butchered and killed enough people to have bodies from New York to San Francisco.
Wow.
This is a Mark Twain book. Now, I know y'all had Mark Twain in school, so how come they didn't tell you about that book Mark Twain wrote? I have it, so don't trip. I have it.
Well, again, that's the... We gotta look at who's teaching in the schools.
No doubt. But see, if you don't ask serious questions, you don't get serious answers. You see what I'm saying? The little things I just dropped on you right now, y'all 40, 50, 60, 70 years old. How do you not, how did you miss all of this? Okay. And here's the crazy part. You betting this life and the next one on this story, and you don't even know what the story is. Think about that. You're betting this life. And if you get the bet wrong, you're going to hell for the next life. Unless you pay a little money in purgatory, you can get out of this. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't have a gold chalice, and I don't have a bunch of gold.
We have too much fun today.
I don't have a whole lot of gold and chalices and all of that.
Okay. I just checking.
Yeah. It's interesting because, that was, I remember stories that... the Italian mafia would they would go and try to pay. I don't know how true these stories are. You know, when someone died after all of the killings and all of that they did, they would go, and that's how all of these chalices and gold and all of this ended up in Rome, because they were trying to buy the ancestors out of purgatory.
That's a hell of a scam, ain't it? I'm going to make up a hell and send you to it. And then I'm going to make up a stop. And if you pay me, you can get off at the bus stop and you don't have to go. Or I get you out. These dudes are rough.
Do you think that's why, there's been some technological... and there was actually a movie, I think it was called Altered Carbon or something like that. It was a movie about it, but people are trying to take their consciousness out of their body and transfer it into, I guess, machines.
Now, I couldn't see somebody trying to transfer themselves into a machine, even though nowadays they're trying to add machinery to people's bodies.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't want none of that. I'm cool. Good old flesh and blood.
Let's take it back a little bit, because we're talking about the breakup of Africa and Germany, mm-hmm. you know, we...
Well, before we get into that, we need to take our one and only break.
We're going to take a break and listen to Tony Tenor here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and 97.5. And you're listening to Dr. True telling the truth and opening our eyes today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
From slum, blue tongue, red tongue, flavors good, son, get you some. Got a lot of gifts, but package store was always open. Jailhouse don't never close, and my worldview was always shut. Trap spot was always bunk, and neighborhood was always crunk. See, I was outside risking snake eyes with my life chances. Stakes high, only outlet with the moonwalk, Michael Jackson dancing. So shuck and jive was a nine shoot behind the line, my only advances. USA eat me like a cancer. UK eat me like a cancer. Getting money and they tag the crib ass King James with NASA. Still a out in Calabasas. Still a when I greet the masses. Over office presidential grasses. When I my white girl and I meet a daddy. I know deep down inside many hate that. Plotting for the perfect time to bury me. Please show them the green like a caddy. Verena, Serena, and them daddy. But that don't change my appearance. Asians like that's my. Latins like that's my. White folks like that's my. Till it's time to die. Bye bye. Now don't get offended. I was just giving you hard time. You're black and you hardline. Why did I come at the wrong time? But see, I sent comments to the earth. Me, I was humming at your birth. I put colors on the spectrum. I let you assign them worth. Looking for peace in America. Looking for peace when I stare at you.
Welcome back to Tone and Tenor here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and WPEN 97.5 HD2. We're going around the spectrum. I'm closing out Black History Month, and you know, we ended up into talking about women's history as well. You know, you listen to Dr. True, who is a resident here a lot of times here on Tone and Tenor, giving us a wealth of information. Dr. True, you know,
yes,
we talked about women, and we talked about Black women, and we talked about history, but and you touched on Civil War and all of that, and Confederate and all of that. But what about the female that posed as a male, Black Buffalo Soldier, and how she fought? And when they finally found out she was a woman, they basically almost exiled her somewhere because they didn't want anyone to know that they had enlisted a woman in the U.S. Army.
But that's not, I mean, historically, that's pretty true throughout all of history. If you go back to the first, who was the first, and I'm asking a question, I don't know if you know this or not, who was the first woman pharaoh in Egypt?
I just had that conversation with someone this week, and she told me, because I was astounded and I forgot.
Okay, the lady's name is Hatshepsut.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
Okay, now, here's the crazy part. If you knew the story of Hatshepsut, she was actually a builder and did a lot of the architectural design like you have there in Philadelphia where you have all those buildings with those pillars out
mm-hmm.
in front.
Mm-hmm.
If you go look at her monument in Egypt, you will see that's where you got your design from. She is the one that came up with that. And those pillars, if you look closely at them, there's actually a lotus plant. Look at the flowering things on the top. You just didn't know what you was looking at. That's actually represents a lotus plant. Okay.
Mm.
Now, and tying this to what you just asked me, when Ramses, the so-called great, comes along, he dismantles and takes all of her, you know, things that she did, contributions, and tries to paint over them and put his name, address, and phone number on them. So that's not unusual. There's another, have you ever heard of the woman Hypatia?
Yes.
Hypatia was a mathematician.
Right.
And the Romans, they that blew them away so bad till they did not only did they kill her, they scraped her flesh off of her body down to the bone.
Mm.
So, I mean, there's been some significant You know, you have Ya Asantewaa was a warrior queen in Ghana. And when the British said, you know, they were going to throw down and take the stool, the men didn't want to fight. Ya Asantewaa said, oh, no, well, the women would, hey, they took up the fight.
She actually took up the fight. I remember when I was in Ghana, I remember her story.
Yeah, and then she wore them out.
Yeah.
You had Nzinga. I mean, there's significant women throughout all of our history that we don't know and or talk about, and we should. So, you know, I mean, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for a woman. So,
True.
I mean, you know, the boogeyman story about you, you know, came out of somebody's rib and blah-de-da-de-da-de. No, you came from someone's vagina, okay? Be clear.
The boogeyman story, though.
But see, I always thought, Pat always told me that the stork dropped him out of the sky.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've never said that.
All right. however you want to spin that story. All right.
Yeah, it's real. I mean, when we look at these women of color in history, you know, we only focus on certain ones. We do not, as I always say, peel the onion back and take it, you know, to the women of Amazon and all of that, because they were warriors.
Yeah, but people don't usually know where to start. I mean, for example, Doc, there's a statue of Joan of Arc. I mean, there's some convoluted stuff behind that story. So my thing is, like, what makes that so, just like the fake Rocky statue, you know what I'm saying? Like, Rocky was never a real person. But you have chief champion.
Was Joan of Arc a real person?
You said, no, I'm talking about the Rock. We have a Rocky statue here. No, Joan of Arc was a real person.
We already know that. Now, I mean, why that's not Frazier and they made Sylvester Stallone. I mean, but what does that say about you all in Philadelphia allowing that? Okay, what does that say about you? Because we know what they're going to do. What does that say about you guys? They just do anything and that's okay, huh?
Well, I mean, I have to agree with you there because, you know, Joe Frazier's gym, which was archaic on North Broad Street here in the city, became a
furniture store now.
A furniture store.
It's crazy.
Family went to a furniture store. Then somebody had to bring an idea after the fact. Oh, well, we want to make it back to a museum of Joe Frazier, for Joe Frazier, but those that bought it would not sell it back. And the so-called politicians would not even fight to have that done, you know, for him. But yet and still, in West Philadelphia, we have, going straight down the street, we have Muhammad Ali Way. But if you didn't look, if you really looked at it, you would have to look at the street signs to see his name.
But why would you have Muhammad Ali Way in Philadelphia and you don't have Joe Frazier?
I could tell you why they did it. Ali used to, well, even though he didn't live in Philadelphia, when he lived over across the bridge in Cherry Hill for a short period of time, but he spent a lot of his time at 52nd and Chestnut Street. I remember that because I was seeing. And, you know, he was, I mean, when you look at him and you look at Joe Frazier, here was the pretty boy, here was the hard-nosed grind, keep coming at you guy. So, you know, we want to see the pretty boys and the man that had the fast tongue as opposed to the first person that was born and raised here.
But doesn't this go back to what I said about power? Power is the ability to define reality and have other people accept your definition as though it were their own. Mm-hmm. So you allowed the white establishment in your town to determine who are the role models.
I wasn't alive.
I never understood why they did that.
Okay. And nobody said anything is wrong. I mean, but we're talking about two boxers. Now, Sylvester Stallone is not a boxer. So how the hell did he get a statue? Okay, that's a movie. That's not real.
It's a statue making a lot of money.
Okay. All right. Well, then, if they say if you want to get somebody off your back, you have to stand up straight. You know what I'm saying? Y'all probably should stop praying and stand up. Get off your knees. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Man up.
It's going to take a lot of folks to do that.
Well, it doesn't take a whole lot of people. It just takes a few strong men and women, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you don't demand anything of someone, you're not going to get anything. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I give you an example. A good friend of mine wanted to buy a car a couple of days ago. So I said, look, first and foremost, this is not a practice run. This is your real life. So whatever you want, you need to get it. All right? Well, I would really like to have a Mercedes or a Lexus. I said, bet. The very next day, she had a brand new Mercedes. And I went and made the deal. Okay? But I didn't go over there asking them what kind of deal they can make me. I said, this is what I want. This is what I need. And here's the term.
That sounds like one of my deals.
You follow me?
I actually did that with my first car. I went to Africa. And, it's amazing because somebody looked like me, wouldn't even talk to me. And I actually ended up with a Mercedes because this guy, I really wanted a Honda Civic CRV5. And the guy, I told him I called him up, told him, this is what I want. This is what I want in it. This is what I'm going to pay. Do you have the car? Yes. I said, I will be up there after work. I don't want to hassle. This is what we're going to do. I get up there. True story. He's standing around. And he says to me, I said, where's the car? Oh, I got to go get it. It was on the other lot. So I'm waiting and waiting and waiting 15, 20 minutes. He comes back. Comes back with a car that was stick shift. Wasn't the color. Didn't have anything in it that I wanted. And he says to me, well, the car you want has lot damage. So I bought this up so you could see what the car looks like. I said, that's not what I wanted. So I said, you know what? I'm right down the street from the Mercedes dealer. And I've started seeing them, the SUVs. I said, I'm going up there. Oh, you're going to go? I said, I guarantee you I'm going to make the same deal that I made with you. Was trying to make with you. Oh, good luck with that. I went up there, saw the car I wanted, told the guy what I wanted. I said, can you make this happen? I said, we're not going to haggle. He made it happen. I gave him $1,000. I said, I'll be back to pick it up when I come back from Africa. He said, okay. In the meantime, God rest her soul, a news reporter from here wanted the same car. But this guy put a soul sign on it. And she didn't understand why she couldn't have that car. Unfortunately, she got something, a lesser car, ran a stop sign not too far from the dealership, and was killed in an automobile accident. Mm. I come back. Some of the people say, this reporter wanted it. And I said, that's not my fault.
Right.
That's not my fault. We made the deal. We signed the papers. She ran the stop sign. I had nothing to do with that. This car had nothing to do with it.
Right.
But like you said, you have to go in and you have to say, this is what, take control of the situation. I'm not haggling with nobody.
But you're going to get out of life what you demand of life. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
If you don't think, I tell people and they kind of laugh. I said, when you get up in the morning and look in the mirror, if you don't like who you see well enough to blow yourself a kiss, you need to go back to bed. Well, you see how you reacted to that? But think about the subliminal message I'm talking about. If you don't love who you see in the mirror,
yeah, subconsciously,
you can't love anybody else. And if you don't demand the best of that person you see in the mirror, then you're not going to get anything out of life. I have literally had a Rolls Royce, a 750 BMW, four brand new Mercedes, okay? and had, and I've been self-employed for 40 some years. Now, you think all that happened just by happenstance and the boogeyman gave it to me, or I prayed and got it? No, this is what I demanded and this is what I got.
And that's one of the things that we as a people have to stop grasping for the crumbs, grasping for the straws. And it's like you just said, we have to demand what we want if we want to get ahead in this world.
See, how many people that look like you and I actually feel worthy of having a Rolls Royce? If you don't imagine it in your mind's eye, you damn sure ain't going to get it in the physical.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But see, if you feel like, oh, no, if they make them, I'm worthy of having one.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
If my counterpart doesn't look like me can have it, I should be able to have the same thing.
Okay, that's why I don't quite understand how people pray and ask the Lord for, you know, you ask the Lord for a Cadillac and you get a Volkswagen.
Well,
I would say you didn't get your prayer.
No, come on now. What mm-hmm. they do is go online and what's the guy, the miracle water, they go get that miracle water and they sprinkle it down and they put it on their bills and they go away. Come on, Dr. True, you know how that work.
Yep. Lady told me I got a blessing day before yesterday, I was in the store and I forgot to get the bag, you know, and you have to pay for the bags, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna give you the bag and it's 10 cents. And I said, well, here's your 10 cents. Oh, no, I'm just gonna bless you. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, if you're gonna bless me mm-hmm. with something that's significant. A 10 cent bag, I'm like, no, I can give you the 10 cents, okay? can we have a couple million or something?
I find 10 cents on the street almost every day.
But the lady behind me who had nothing to do with the conversation, well, you know, that's what happens when you're a believer. I wanted to go, well, I ain't a believer, okay? I just didn't want to start no riot. I didn't have time to, you know, I was on my way to doing something. I'm like, no. You know, this kibbles and bits nonsense. That's what I'm saying. We have been lured into I am less than, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even understand. Now, I don't want to close down your radio show, so I'm going to be nice.
So you won't be nice?
No, I said I'm going to be nice.
Are you
going to
be nice?
I was going to ask you guys, what exactly did you guys do to Jesus that you can't have anything until after white people get tired of him?
Wow.
Pat, I think we're up against the clock on that one.
That's deep, though.
I mean, that's a good...
Ask your pastor that, bro. How come you can't get the same blessings they get? I just want to know. Are you got the wrong number? Oh, no, I know what it is. You got the wrong name. There ain't no J's in Hebrew. So if you probably call the man by his right name, you might be able to get some right answers.
Mm.
Uh-oh. Look out now.
You want to close this out?
It's smoking up in here this day. Huh? Yeah. You didn't know there was no J's in Hebrew?
Yeah, and J, remember, J, I think J didn't even exist in English until, what, 1600s or something like that. So,
I was talking to a preacher yesterday, mm-hmm. and he said, well, the man's name is pronounced Yushia. I said, well, my name is Philip, so if you call my house and ask for Bob, I'm going to tell you Bob don't live here. Huh?
Oh, bad.
So I want to know how you all ring up God's phone, ask for the wrong name, and you get answers.
Hilarious.
That's
what the song says. Call him up.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, or call Tyrone, I guess.
Okay.
But with that said, Doc, tell the folks and the good people how to get in touch with you, and the website.
Yes. Our website is Brombeck, BRHOMBIC.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can Google my name, Dr. Phil True. That'll get you there.
Okay.
I'm doing something interesting on the 16th.
Okay.
And I'll try to see if I can't get it recorded. I'm actually going to do a lecture on spirituality versus religion.
Nice.
Mm.
Yep.
That should be
yeah,
nice.
Yeah. I think we need to go back and be spiritual and maybe give up on religion for a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? Because the guy said, well, you know, I said, there's a big difference between faith and fact.
Mm. Yeah.
You got it twisted, bro. You running around talking about faith, and I'm talking about facts.
Gotcha. So we got to wrap with that said. We got to wrap up this series with the great Dr. True, historian of African American history, researcher, mentor, lecturer, business consultant, scholar, and apparently comedian today. Listeners, follow us on social media on Tone and Tenor. We are at Tone and Tenor on Instagram. We are at Tone and Tenor to find us. No, Tone and Tenor Radio. To find us on Facebook, just, you know, www.facebook.com/Tone and Tenor, all one word. Our studio engineer today was Taylor. Tyler with the cut.
Yeah, looking good. Got a date from what I hear this week.
I think he had a hot date. I'm Pat Edward.
I'm Randall Jefferson. Thank you for listening to Tone and Tenor here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and 97.5 HD2. Yep, thank you, Tyler.
Thanks, Doc.
Policemen beating elderly women with evil intentions on the highways and the byways. The police state spread it to the back streets and to the driveways. Officer friendly's an enemy now, looking at me sideways.